100% with God. And I tell you, He is going to do things in your life that will just leave you absolutely amazed.
Coming to Orlando, Florida, March 29th and 30th at the Amway Center. All sessions are free. For more information and a complete conference schedule, visit joycemeyer.org or call 1-866-SEE-JOYCE.
Thanks again for listening to Enjoying Everyday Life. Our mission here at Joyce Meyer Ministries is simple: sharing Christ and loving people. Remember, together we can do more.
Are you new to the Palm City area, don't have a church home, or haven't been to church in a while? LifePoint Church is a non-denominational church with worship and teaching similar to Hillsong Australia, and we are saving a seat for you. Come and see LifePoint Church. Great worship, biblical teaching, and powerful relationships. Find out more at golifepoint.org, or for more information, call 772-475-3676. We hope to see you soon.
Welcome to On to Perfection, the radio ministry of Resurrection Life Family Worship Center. I'm Trevor Banks, and delighted that you've joined us for today's broadcast. Our prayer is for the Word of God to transform you into the image of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, while simultaneously causing you to triumph everywhere the soles of your feet shall tread.
A season, or the season of release. Tell someone there's a new season that's upon us. You know, the creation of animals, God gave to them instinct. They're instinctive. Animals that can't see well, but they find their food, or have no eyes. You know, they find their food, they find their way. But they're instinctive. The birds know when to migrate. You know, in the north, you ain't got to tell a bird it's wintertime. They gone, except the ones that stick around during the winter. The ones that don't, that go south, they gone already. It's feel like winter coming, they already gone. They know instinctively. But God made a statement. He said, you know, my people don't know seasons. Tell somebody, we're going to change all of that. It's a new season. It's a season of release. Tell someone, it's my season. You know, we don't experience it so much here, but practically, well, in most parts of the U.S., you experience changes, seasonal changes. Now, we see it on trees, you know, leaves fall off, but it still be hot. You know, in the north, once them leaves start falling, you better get you a sweater, a jacket, gloves, a scarf, and some boots eventually. Just as we were leaving Cleveland, we had to leave early that Friday morning, and it was starting to cool off. They said, the Lord has blessed us and favored us with an Indian summer. He said, about this time, usually, it's freezing outside. So we were leaving just as it was getting cold. But I want to read something to you in Habakkuk chapter 1, verse 5. It says, behold ye among the heathen, and regard and wonder marvelously, for I will work a work in your days, which ye will not believe, though it be told you. I can see some of y'all right now. Imagine someone winning in the, the Publishers Clearing House. You know, they bring that big old check. They knock on your door. There's a $50 million check. What they say? I can't believe it. Well, God getting ready. We say, I believe it. God getting ready to do some stuff that's going to cause the same reaction in you. I can't believe it. Amen. He said, I'm going to do something You won't believe it. Even though I'm going to tell you about it. So we're going to talk today about what I've entitled the season of relief, release. The season of release. Now, the revelation that the Lord gave to me this over this past few days, as I stepped into the pulpit and sat down, the Lord said, I'm opening a portal. There's a portal that I'm opening. And I was listening, and the Lord said, but the portal is the size of the eye of a needle. The portal is only the size of the eye of a needle. Now, in the scripture, when we talk about the eye of a needle, how many of y'all can still thread a needle? Some of you say, I can't do it no more. You'd have to put it up to the light. Close without open your mouth. You got five times you can try. Got it. It ain't no joke. Don't nobody just get the needle. No, it don't work like that. This is a big old needle, but this is the eye of a needle. You have to take your time. The Lord said the portal is the size of the eye of a needle, but not the needles that we use, the needle, you know, the proverbial needle in the haystack, but the eye of a needle that's spoken of in the scriptures. For those that may not know the story of the eye of a needle, Jesus made a statement in relation to the eye of a needle. But the eye of the needle was an opening in a city wall. You know, the walls of cities were fortified. They had main gates, they had other gates, but the eye of the needle was a small opening near the gate. It wasn't the gate. It was near the gate. And it was there for traffic when caravans would be coming from other distant land carrying goods or carrying riches or whatever product they were carrying. If they arrived after the gates were closed at night, and sometimes, you know, traveling through the desert, for whatever reason, you may arrive and the gates are closed, okay? For the sake of bringing your camels in, there was the eye of the needle. Because, you know, the gates were closed simply because the enemy could attack if the gates weren't closed or there were robbers or whatever. So the eye of the needle, when a caravan would arrive, then if the gates were closed, they would have to unload their camels. And the camel the camel would have to kneel down and they'd have to pull the camel through the eye. Just like you do when you're trying to thread that needle, you know. It's something to it. In other words, they had to unload the camel. All the goods had to be taken off of the camel because it couldn't come through the eye with all the goods. It had to unload, and then they had to pull the camel through, and then they could load the camel back up. Well, God said to me that I'm opening a portal, but it's the size of the eye of a needle. In other words, those that will enter into it, there's some unloading you've got to do. Amen. There's some things you got to take off, leave behind. Amen. It's getting quiet in here already. I said there's some things you got to leave behind. Tell somebody, but you'll pick them up again. But the test, the acid test, is will you let it go? The season of release. I looked up a definition of the word release from the Merriam-Webster dictionary, and here it is. It means to allow a person, and in the dictionary it says, or animal, to allow a person to leave a jail, cage, prison, etc., to set someone free, to stop holding, to set free from restraint, confinement, or servitude, to let go. Amen. To relieve from something that confines, burdens, or oppresses. Somebody say release. Okay, so that's a very positive word. To allow a person to leave a jail, cage, prison, etc., to set someone free. This is a season of release. It's a season of release. Now, let me tell you something about seasons in the spirit dimension. Now, I pray that some will get this. Abraham was told that he would have seed. This was before he had any child. That he would have seed with three different natures. One with the nature of dust. Your seed will be like the dust of the ground. He said, you will also have seed, Abram, as the sand of the seashore. And then he said, Abram, you'll also have seed as the stars of the firmament. As the stars of the firmament. Now, what's interesting about the star seed, in Daniel, we read where Daniel says that in the latter days, they that know their God shall be strong and do exploits and shall shine as the stars of the firmament. So there is a star seed. Tell somebody, you're a star. Now, you might not have a star on Hollywood Boulevard. Those are actors. You hear what I'm saying? They're celebrity actors. The saints are the real stars. Amen. Somebody's excited. That's good. I said the saints are the real stars. Now, what we want to understand about star seed or about stars, and you read this in Genesis, and you've heard me say this before, but I just want to remind you because it's important that we understand this. Stars, let's say in this season, in the natural realm, we call it, we've just stepped into autumn or fall. Certain stars, certain constellations appear. Is that right? During the fall or in the spring or at certain times. But in actuality, we have to flip the script when we talk spiritually. Because when the Lord created the constellations, he said they will be for signs and for times, for seasons. What is he saying? The stars determine the seasons. The seasons don't determine the stars. Come on, somebody get this. Get a hold of this. I said the stars are for signs and for seasons. The seasons don't determine what stars appear. The stars determine what season it is. Even if it seems unseasonably warm, if that star is up there, it's a certain season. Even if it seems unseasonably cool, or if we're getting more rain than usual, what is the stars is up there? That's the season it is. So the Lord said, Abram, I'm giving you a star seed. I'm giving you those who will determine what season it is. They're not waiting for it to warm up. They bring the warmth with them. They're not waiting for joy to appear. They bring joy with them. They're not waiting, amen, for the rainy season. They are the rain. When they show up, a season changes. I wish we really knew who we were. Bible says what you carry will cause the earth to respond. Amen. Under your feet. When you pass by, the trees of the field go to clapping.